Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining me is Senator Rob Kupick from Moorhead, Clay County, and Becker County, representing that area of the Red River Valley and serving as vice chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Today, a conference hearing on the House and Senate omnibus agriculture bills. Tell us some of the key items that you were looking at on those two pieces of legislation.
Sure. Well, I think the first thing is always as somebody who has bills in the omnibus bill, you're always like, where is my bill? And does the House have, you know, my version of it? So there's a few things. You know, it's funny, mostly, you know, we went over the differences today, and despite the fact that, you know, both the House and the Senate are controlled by the DFL, I think in some ways we've presented some very different views on an agriculture bill. So we may have our work cut out for us here the next few days to kind of come to some agreement on some of the issues we differ on.
And, you know, talking about your bills specifically, what were some of the big differences there? Were there some similarities? How did that kind of pan out in what you heard today?
Sure. There's definitely some similarities in some of the things we're trying to do around providing some food for food pantries. I had some bills on that, and I think there's some similarities, maybe just some dollar amounts that were different. But, you know, specifically, I had some money for the Northern Crops Institute, which is at NDSU, but even though it's a North Dakota thing, it does a lot of work on the Minnesota side, so that wasn't included in there. I had some money for a wolf depredation program to help farmers keep wolves away from their livestock. That was not in there. Same, there was also a bill about elk, and that's not one of my bills, but it's a similar thing. That was not in there. I guess the biggest thing for me, because one of the biggest bills agriculture-wise that I've carried this year is the Grain Indemnity Fund. The House does have the Grain Indemnity Fund, but they fund it at a very different level than what the Senate funds, and the Senate has more money in it. With the Senate bill, farmers would not be assessed anything. The Grain Indemnity Fund would just start right away with full state funding.
And heard a lot of testimony to so many different topics today. What were some of the things that stood out to you that you had maybe heard before, or some things that you maybe hadn't heard in committee earlier?
You know, there's some changes, you know, things that we didn't hear, some changes to the Animal Health Board, which was really something we did not even broach in the Senate version, which the House version has kind of a big expansion on who would be on the Animal Health Board. That's something I think on the Senate side we're going to take a look at. And one of the other things I think where there's quite a bit of difference on is testimony of, and we heard some today, about the use of pesticides and treated seeds. I think the Senate version is sort of just agnostic on that, but the House version has some provisions that would either start, you know, the process of looking at those or coming into some regulation on some of those things. So I think on the Senate side, we're a little bit different on that side too. So those were interesting things to, you know, to hear testimony about today.
And next steps, what's on the docket next for this legislation? What's the next piece of the puzzle, the next step in the process?
Well, so I will say, as being a brand new senator, the whole conference committee thing is going to be, is all new to me. So how this exactly all plays out, obviously, the next thing we have to do is, reconcile the places where our bills are different. So some of them are around policy. I think there's quite a bit of differences. And then some of it is we kind of had the same thing, but we allotted different pots of money in a different way. So we'll need to kind of negotiate how that money gets divided up. We do have the exact same budget target, so that's good. So we're starting at the same place, but how we got to the finish line needs to get kind of reconciled.
And you mentioned the Grain Indemnity Fund, and the big difference being the sort of the funding of that fund. What are you hoping happens then in the final version?
Sure. Well, the House funds it at $5 million. The Senate funds it at $14 million. And the key number is actually kind of right in the middle, is at $9 million. So at $9 million, a fee would be assessed on people delivering grain to replenish the fund. So we don't want the fund to start out immediately having to, you know, go in and get money for it. So ideally, we'd like to be, you know, somewhere north of $9 million with a little bit of padding in there. You know, 14, I think, is a really good starting point. So, you know, maybe we could come down a little bit from that, but we definitely don't want anything below that $9 million mark.
All right. Anything else of note that we should mention before we let you go?
You know, this is, it's one of the, you know, I will just say the agriculture bill is one of the biggest investments we've ever made in terms of agriculture. And I think there's a lot of really good things, particularly on the Senate side, that are in there for farmers and for greater Minnesota. Plus, there's a whole, the other thing is we're the agricultural and broadband. So there's a whole lot of money, and we're in pretty good agreement on that, on expanding broadband out to parts of rural Minnesota that don't have it right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to update us here today. Again, Senator Rob Kupek joining us on the Red River Farm Network.